It is the weekend, it is. John Givens. We've got a full room today. We've got Andy McCann, we've got Kieran Molyneux, and we've got Neil Atkinson. We've got Steve Tudor coming up as well to talk about Manchester City and the title race that is now very much blown wide open. Well, not as wide open as I'd like. I'd like Liverpool to be in there, but in terms of likelihood, it was sort of a big weekend. But I get on to it later with Stu. It's sometimes if you're in Man City's position, you'd like to quietly go about your business, and then something like that weekend happens and suddenly you're very loudly going about your business and everyone's sort of talking about you. It was something that will be identified if it does go to Man City as a massive weekend in terms of the season.
Absolutely is, John. I think there's, from the outside looking in, and I watched both matches, both Arsenal's game and Man City's game, and I think that there's things that have been in the post for Arsenal that they could strongly have done without getting delivered right now. And I think part of this is they just look so shorn of creativity, and they look shorn of a moment of magic. And I think that they're two separate things. I don't think they're just one thing. I think that the creativity is in how they attack and the shape and what the approach is and what they're aiming to do when they attack. You know, they were very much just playing for breakdowns, for set pieces in the first half period. And in the end, they actually forced the penalty from one of them. And so you can say, well, it works, it's vindicated. But there's not a sort of a clear structure, this is how we're going to create a really good attack and go from there, thing going for them at all. Like, in a bit of a funny way, they really miss Marino, because he could hit the box and just be another body in there, and he'd gamble in a way that was useful to them, I think. Mm. And that's not quite what they've got at the minute. And then they're missing an excellent player. I don't think you necessarily need three or four in attack, but I think they're missing, you know, what we had last season for most of the season, which was Salah will just pull something out for you. If you need something, Salah will pull something out for you. If you go 1-0 down, he'll be part of it getting back to 1-1. When you get it back to 1-1, he'll be part of it going back to 2-1. And that's what we had last season. You know, I don't think that necessarily last season. I think we attacked better than Arsenal have last season. I think we attacked better than Arsenal from open play. But this season, you know, I looking at how they're attacking now, you know, I think they could really do with there being a player who could just help guide them.